This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Turris. Aubrey Sellers has always been surrounded by music. She grew up in Nashville, the daughter of two famous country artists, Leanne Womack and Jason Sellers. But she's not looking to cash in on that pedigree or lean on their reputation. Sellers is forging her own way, finding her own voice. A while ago, she moved from Nashville to LA, pursuing acting in addition to music, and she's just released a new album appropriately titled Far From Home. Today, you'll hear her perform songs from that album, and we'll talk about her journey, the joy of anonymity in a new place, and what it's like to be an introvert who is always on stage. First, here she is performing My Love Will Not Change. This is Aubrey Sellers.
Well, seasons come and see. Go. And the reason you left, guess I'll never know. There will be others, yes, I know it's true. But they won't do you like I did for you. My love will not change, my love will not change. It just rolls like a river to the sea of your name. My love will not change, my love will not change. It's as steady as the rhythm of the pouring rain. Strong as the wind across the mountaintop. Hey, my love is moving and it just won't stop. I turned you loose, honey, I let you fly. Now all I can do is hang my head and cry. My love will not change, my love will not change. It just rolls like a river to the sea of your name. My love will not change, my love will not change. It's as steady as the rhythm of the pouring rain. It just rolls like a river to the sea of your name. My love will not change, my love will not change. It's as steady as the rhythm of the pouring rain.
Right on. My Love Will Not Change, performed by Aubrey Sellers in the World Cafe studio. That is from her new album, Far From Home. Aubrey Sellers joins me, Raina Turris, at World Cafe right now. Hello.
Hello.
Congratulations on the new record.
Thank you.
That sounded so awesome.
Thank you.
It's crazy because there's just like, you are just singing up here. I'm sitting directly across from Aubrey.
Yes.
And it feels like the energy in here just exploded.
All right.
With just a couple people in the room. So it was amazing.
Audience of one.
Yeah. So that song, My Love Will Not Change, it's the only cover on the mm-hmm. album. What drew you to that song to cover?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge bluegrass fan, and so I heard Del McCurry's version of that song and loved it and just listened to it for years.
So really, really quickly, I just want to play a clip for people of what that sounds like.
All right.
Well, the seasons come and the seasons go, and the reasons you left, guess I'll never know. There will be others, yes, I know it's true, but they won't do you like I did for you. My love will not change, my love will not change.
So that's My Love Will Not Change, performed by Del McCurry. Del McCurry did the version that people might know.
Yeah. When it came time to make this record, I was like, what if I did it? But, you know, kind of did it my own style. I call my music garage country, and I felt like I wanted to kind of put a rock and spin on it, you know?
Here's how the Aubrey Sellers version sounds on the album. That is a bit of Aubrey Sellers' My Love Will Not Change from her album Far From Home. And you might notice there's another voice in that version from the record. The cover of My Love Will Not Change on the album, it's a duet with Steve Earle. So how did that happen? How did you guys end up connecting and doing this song together?
Yes, well, I'm just a huge fan. I've always been a huge fan since I was little. And I had a mutual friend, and when I did the song and wanted someone to sing on it with me, I thought, I mean, he was really the only person I could think of that could do it and would fit. And so I had a mutual friend that I reached out to and was like, could you just, like, shot in the dark, just try to convince him? She emailed him and he said yes. And so that's how it happened. I recorded this record in Texas, but he lives in New York. So he recorded his parts at Electric Lady, which is a really cool studio in New York.
You grew up the daughter of two famous country artists, Leanne Womack and Jason Sellers. Do you have early memories of Steve Earle? Like, what is your earliest memory of Steve Earle? Either, you know, meeting him, hearing him? What was it?
Well, hearing him for sure. Weirdly, as a child, I loved the song Copperhead Road. So that was like the song that I listened to a lot when I was younger and then just kept listening to his records. And then I remember I got to see him. I don't know how old I was or what year it was, but I got to see him at the Ryman in Nashville pretty young. And then I've seen him perform a couple times since then. And so, yeah, I just think his music has just always been around for me. And he's just been a really big influence. I love that era of country that was kind of him and Dwight Yoakam. And then, you know, on the periphery, like Buddy Miller, who I'm a huge fan of. And so I'm just a fan of that entire kind of realm of music. And he's always been a huge influence for me. And he's from Texas, which is where, you know, my family's from. That's where his origins are.
I'm talking to Aubrey Sellers on World Cafe. I'm Rena Duris. So you recorded in Texas. You're actually living in LA now.
Yes.
You moved there from Nashville. First off, what prompted that move to LA in the first place?
Yeah. So I actually went to acting school. I grew up doing that. That was kind of my, you know, like you said earlier, I grew up in a musical family. And so music is hugely important to me, but I had to kind of have my own thing that no one else in my family did, you know. So that was acting for me. And when I was kind of going through all the changes around, you know, my label and all this stuff on this last record, I decided to go out there and pursue acting while I was sorting through all that. And so that was the kind of the initial move. But then also I really just wanted to try something new since I had been in Nashville my whole life. And I really enjoyed being able to just walk around and not know anyone and kind of have an entirely new vibe. And so it's been really great. I really have loved it a lot.
So you took acting. You wanted to be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
You took acting classes, mm-hmm. all this stuff. How does acting and music, how do those two things play off each other? Like, they're both performing, but they're different.
Very different. I would say with my music, I produce my music. I write my music. You know, everything about my music is me. You know, I'm in total creative control. And as an actor, a lot of the time you're for hire unless you're making your own films. And so that has been the main difference for me, is like putting myself in the position of being in someone else's project, you know,
right.
What I mean? And so I just did a musical, though. I had never actually combined the two things together before. So that was a really interesting experience, because I'd done theater, but I'd never done musical theater.
I've read that you consider yourself an introvert, but these are very, you know, most shy people aren't, or I mean, I guess introvert doesn't necessarily mean shy, but
right.
Most people who describe themselves as introverts, I would guess, are not like, and then I did a musical, and then I made a record, and then I took acting classes. So is it a challenge for you to get up and go on stage?
100%.
Yeah?
Very much.
How do you get over that?
I think, you know, it's interesting, because I think all the time, am I supposed to be doing this? Because it feels so unnatural for me to be in front of an audience live, you know. But as time has gone on and I've got more experience doing it, I have gotten more comfortable. But I would just say that, like, I just love music so much and I love acting so much that kind of, you know, supersedes the anxiety.
Right. Like, you have to do it.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice. So you just put up with it.
Yeah.
I'm Raina Duris. This is World Cafe. I'm talking to Aubrey Sellers.
So I'm going to let you now take us into your world a little bit. I'm going to let you play actor and writer and director here. What would the movie of your song Drag You Down be like? What would be happening in this scene if you were taking us into your world, Aubrey?
I'd say this song, it sounds kind of like an angry song, but I mean, I guess it is, but it's kind of about putting someone else in your shoes. Like if they can't be empathetic with what you're going through, you know, a lot of the time I feel like, especially now, I feel like it was a very timely song because we're having a lot of time seeing not just eye to eye, but kind of putting ourselves in other people's shoes. And so that's what the song is about for me. So if there's a film about it, I guess it would be about, I don't know, some girl experiencing some crap in her life and someone not understanding. And then kind of, maybe there's like a Freaky Friday moment where they like switch.
Yeah, they switch bodies.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then they figure out, oh, okay, I see what you're talking about.
Could you play Drag You Down for us, Aubrey Sellers on World Cafe? On World Cafe, that is Aubrey Sellers performing Drag You Down from her new album, Far From Home. I'm Raina Duris. Aubrey, it seems like the idea of the journey is a big theme for this album. And I haven't seen the actual vinyl pressing of the record yet, but I've heard that you've had a message etched into it, and it says, "We are traveling through this wild, wild land." Why was that so important for you to have it physically almost tattooed onto the vinyl, onto the record itself?
Yeah. Well, this record, the reason I called it Far From Home was because for me, it was about the journey I've been on the past few years. And you know, at my age, it's a time in a lot of people's lives where they're kind of solidifying themselves a little bit. And so, you know, it was a little bit about not only was I physically far from home because I was touring for the first time full time, but I was, you know, finding my place in the world. And I've always felt a little bit like I don't know where I fit. And so we're traveling through this wild land to me is just us kind of on this journey, human journey of finding ourselves and our place in the world.
When you moved to LA and you didn't know anyone and you could walk around and you could kind of be whoever you wanted, did you find that freeing, like in its own way? Was it ever scary?
Super. Well, yeah, both. but super, I really enjoyed being able to kind of be anonymous and just feel like, because like I said, I grew up in Nashville, so I know everyone. And right. Even though it's growing, it's the fastest growing city in the country, it still felt like a small town to me, you know? So it really felt, it's just a totally freeing experience to feel like the possibilities are kind of unlimited, you know? And so very much that, but also I was all the way across the country for the first time away from my family and my boyfriend of 5 years. And, you know, so it's just like a kind of, it feels like your string is being frayed a little bit.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And so there was definitely both of those things. And I definitely had a lot of anxiety kind of being alone as well. But I had some great friends that lived there, so that was really helpful. And I've been there for almost 2 years, and I'm really enjoying it.
And I think I should mention, you know, your musical family, your parents are both pretty well-known country artists, Leanne Womack, Jason Sellers. How did you deal, you know, when you're forging your own music career, how do you deal with people's expectations given your musical pedigree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It feels like, you know, I felt like I had a lot to live up to and also a lot of expectations of what I'm going to sound like or, you know, what my music's going to be like. And I think it deterred me for a long time from wanting to do it because I felt like I couldn't, you know, go out in Nashville and just play somewhere and be anonymous like we're talking about, you know. So I felt like I had to be really good coming out of the gate if I was going to do anything, you know. And so so I tried to kind of like, I went to a bar like 45 minutes outside of town and tried to like, you know, play some shows there and just, so that was a good way to kind of get my feet wet. But yeah, it definitely felt like I had a lot to live up to. And so it's been really important to me to kind of distinguish myself and not use that as a tool and make sure that people know that I'm carving my own path and doing my own thing.
I'm talking to Aubrey Sellers about her new album, Far From Home. I'm Rena Duras. It's World Cafe. Your new album seems really confident. Seems like a very confident expression of who you are, where you're going, who you want to be. You know, you're discovering all of this stuff for yourself. But I'm wondering, you know, when you feel anxiety or any kind of nagging self-doubt, and I think we all feel those things sometimes, some people more than others, what do you do? What do you hold on to? What do you look to keep yourself feeling like you can do this?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of it's like therapy.
Sure. That's
therapy
a good answer.
Helps. You know, for me, I realized a lot of it was I'm a perfectionist. I'm really hard on myself. And so a lot of it was kind of working on my self-talk and figuring out how to have a more positive internal narrative, which I still, you know, struggle with. But it's a good, I think it's something you have to remember that you have to work on it. It's a muscle that you have to exercise. It's not something, maybe it does come naturally for some people, but I'm not one of them. So it's something I have to really try at. And then as far as like basic stuff, you know, anything I can do to distract myself in a positive way. I love to watch funny movies, funny YouTubes, TikToks, anything you can watch to kind of keep yourself in a positive mood and uplifted, I think really helps.
Awesome. Okay, well, we're going to ask you to play one more song for us if you can. I was just going to add Vine compilations. I just got so excited when you said that. I was like, I'm like, Vine compilations too. Those rock.
Exactly. I miss Vine.
I know. We're going to have you play one more song for us. It is called Lucky Charm. Could you tell us about Lucky Charm? Is it a person? Is it a thing? Where did it come from?
It's a person. And Ethan is here playing with me. He's my boyfriend of 5 years. And I feel super cheesy talking about this song.
Oh, it's nice.
But yeah, it's a love song. You know, it's about kind of finding someone who makes it easier for you to walk through the world, you know. And he's been on tour with me basically, not my entire touring career, but most of it, I would say. And it's been really helpful. It feels like having family on the road, you know. And so it's a love song.
Let's hear it.
Had a black cat following me every time I walked down the street. Bad luck was the only luck I knew. I had a storm cloud over my head. Sun was shining, but I still got wet. But that all changed the minute I met you. You're my lucky charm. That's what you are. I wanna keep you on a keychain, 'cause you're such a good thing, like a shooting star. I'm lucky that you love me. lucky charm. I used to look for four-leaf clovers, throw a pinch of salt over my shoulder, but that's all over now. Lately I'm not superstitious, 'cause I got everything that I wished for as soon as you came around. You're my lucky charm, that's what you are. I wanna keep you on a keychain, 'cause you are such a good thing, like a shooting star. I'm lucky that you love me, lucky charm. It's like I'm picking up lucky pennies all day. Everything keeps on going my way, as long as I've got you in my arms. You're my lucky charm, and that's what you are. I wanna keep you on a keychain, 'cause you're such a good thing, like a shooting star. I'm lucky that you love me, you're my lucky charm. That's what you are. I wanna keep you on a keychain, 'cause you are such a good thing, like a shooting star. I'm lucky that you love me, lucky charm.
That was Lucky Charm from Far From Home, the new album from Aubrey Sellers on World Cafe. Aubrey, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
It was so great talking to you.
Yes.
Congrats on the new album. It's amazing.
Thank you so much.
I'm Raina Duras. Back in a moment on World Cafe.